what they couldn't see, and I think what a lot of staff couldn't see actually at that time, was we weren't doing the right thing for people. And actually there was better lives that people could have. So I think their arguments were, well, actually people are safe here, people are okay here. I think we all knew, all of us that were, you know, were switched on really, knew that we actually weren't doing the right thing for people, and actually we were harming people by the institutional model that we had here, you know. So I get where they were coming from, but they wanted a village community. And it took us 10 years of fighting, actually, all the way up to the High Court, and a decision by the High Court actually to close Llanfraqfa. They still said we had to work with the relatives about developing a village community on this site, but they couldn't. But the relatives couldn't find a partner organisation, obviously, because nobody thought it was the right thing to do. So eventually they gave up on that, and we actually closed the hospital by a dispersed housing model. But that wasn't until 2008. Bearing in mind that the Orwell strategy came out in 1983. That was a long old journey to get the hospital closed. And we're still obviously left with this hangover now of 26 people who are deemed to still require continuing healthcare, who probably could live in social care. So we're just taking that step along that journey now as well.